Blog Talk Radio.
I want to talk to everybody out there that's been through or are caught up in a bad relationship. Now, we say that we love ourselves, but we don't. Not like we should anyway. Because there are times when we allow ourselves to go through uncalled for, unnecessary things that we don't have to. And all the time there's this big red light flashing in our head saying, stop! Now, I want you to compare the love that you have for yourself to the love that you got for your child. You'll go through hell with gasoline draws on to protect that child. Now, if we can just learn to love ourselves that same way and not allow ourselves to go through hell, we'll be getting there.
It's all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me, not we, and I'm gonna get it right. It's gonna be all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me, not we, and I'm gonna get it right.
Now, this time I want to bring this thing a little more close up and personal. I want to talk about me. Yeah, me. In times past, I would always put that man first in my life. And I would always get in wherever I can fit in. And just to see that man smile, it will make me feel like I don't want the lottery. But now he can smile if he wanna or not. As long as I make myself happy and I make myself smile, I'm okay. And this man would sometimes make me cry. And then he would tell me to hush, dry those tears up. And I would do just like he said. Oh, but now, if or when you see me cry, it's because I'm happy. Now I'm doing my own thing. I'm living, loving, and enjoying life. No worries, just being happy.
It's gonna be all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me. Not we, and I'm gonna get it right. Yeah, it's all about me. I'm taking back my life. It's gonna be all about me. Not we.
Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful evening.
I was threatening to be some thunderstorms up here, so if we get cut off, that's because the storms came through. But hopefully we'll make it through tonight with this show. Hope everybody, you know, got everything done that they had to get done today. I did. That was Jody, It's All About Me. And that's what the show is going to be about tonight. It's going to be all about Jazar Bradley. First, I'm going to bring in my co-host. Good evening, Rhea. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I am doing fantastic. You know, if I was doing any better, I'd be kind of scared.
Oh, but ain't that usual.
But, you know, everything's good. You know, God is good. He woke me up this morning and carried me through the day so far. I had dinner with my daughter. You know, it's just been a good day today, as any day that I wake up, you know, even though some days I may, you know, feel a little down in them, but the best part of the day is me waking up in it, so I'm not going to complain. How was your day?
It was a good day today.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we have a great...
I had a very busy early day at work yesterday, so I left work early today and actually felt the sunshine on my face before the day ended.
That's a good feeling, though, when you can leave work early, you know? It really is.
Yes,
I remember, you know, when I used to work, from 3:30 in the morning till 11, you know, and before the afternoon, and that was so good because I didn't have to worry about traffic coming or going to work, and, you know, so I know how that feels. It feels really good. But, yeah, are you ready for our special guest this evening?
Oh, yeah.
Jazar Bradley. Okay, Jazar Bradley is a 5-time published author and is proud to call Gary, Indiana home. She is currently working on her 4th novel, His Wife. She writes under the pen name Jazara, which means blessed princess. That's beautiful. She calls herself Jazara, the blessed princess, because she is blessed by her father, the king. And coming to realize who she is, she states, I had to have faith even when it seemed like all hell had broken out. I hold on to the promise my father has spoken to me, even when it looks contrary. My life has truly been a faith walk. It has taken faith for Jazara to pull herself out of some hellish conditions to face another day. She knows what it is to be sitting on top of the world and then to have the world come crashing down around you and have to have faith to propel you out of the bed and then out of the front door to face the world. Her mission is to empower and inspire women across the globe. Jazara is also a certified clinical massage therapist and the owner of Tranquil Moments, a publishing company that also specializes in health and wellness. In 2013, Tranquil Moments added the Your Walking Billboard division to the company, which helps business to promote their products in a creative manner. If you can afford a latte and muffin, Jazara promised you will be able to order the service off of your walking billboard menu. In spring 2011, Tranquil Moments added Spill That Beans division to the company. Spill That Beans promised to be a one-stop shop to help business effectively promote. The motto of the company is, you should be the topic of conversation. Jazara also helps up-and-coming authors with providing writing consultations. She also helps business obtain sponsors. Jazara has been sponsored by Fifth Third Bank, Mike Anderson Chevrolet, BGC, and Mocha Apparel, to name a few. In 2012, Tranquil Moments began adding to the list of health and wellness products that they have offered the public. Such items include all-natural body scrubs, shower gels, and Zoe candles. Moe Hair Growth Oil made its debut in the summer 2012. It is a product composed of Jahara's grandmother's secret recipe, which strengthens and grows the hair. In spring 2013, Jazara launched her own signature fragrance line, Chaotic Bliss. Fragrance under the chaotic bliss include Chaotic Bliss, Happy Moments, Blueberry Patch, and That Dude. These fragrances are made with essential oils and are sure to lift the spirits. Jahara has hosted 2 radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. She writes a blog entitled Girl Please, hosted at www.soulfulnights.blogspot.com, which is also the title of one of her books. Additionally, Jahara is assistant marketing manager for Sister Girl Mac Media. Jahara writes for SGTV Blog as well as Sister Girl Mag. Jahara is on the web and would love for you to hear from you. Wow, that's a very impressive little bio there. Without further ado, though, we're going to bring Jahara in so we can get this show on the road and, you know, get our listeners to getting their questions and everything else out that they have for Jahara. So we're going to bring Jahara in. Good evening, Jahara. How are you, dear?
Good evening. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm doing well. Hi, Rhea.
Hi.
Wow, so we're going to, you know, try to get everything in and, you know, the time that I have allotted. If not, we'll, you know, go over. But first, let's talk about your being an author. When did you, now let's go back a little further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you originally from, and what was your family life growing up? You having brothers and sisters?
Okay. I am from Gary, Indiana, in the Midwest. I have a younger sister. She's an attorney in Orlando. And life in Gary was really fun growing up, and I have no complaints.
Oh, okay. All right, so when did you start writing?
Oh, I started writing when I was in the third grade. I guess that's when I really fell in love with writing and knew that that was one of my passions.
Okay,
yep.
So what gave you that inspiration, and, you know, what was the first thing, can you remember the first thing that you wrote?
I don't remember the first thing that I wrote, but the inspiration, like I always saw people in my family reading. I always saw them in a book. My grandmother used to tell us fabulous stories, and my third grade teacher, she was really good. You know, when she would read to us, she would read with such emotion that even the most dull thing, it was just, you know, she would captivate you. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I want to write stuff like that that captivates people's attention. So I think it was third grade, and just kind of at that time, we didn't have time out, but we had what was called the Wee Ones Corner. That's where you went if you were, like, acting up. So I found myself there quite a bit, and when I would finish my work, she would kind of be looking like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with this girl? So she would hand me a composition book, and that's kind of in that spot where I just, you know, started writing and was like, you know, I'm pretty good at this.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me ask you this as well. Your first novel, can you tell us a little bit about that?
My first novel, Contradictions. Yeah, I'm actually in the process of revising Contradictions. I started working on that back in 1997. I was working at a bookstore as a shift manager, and I used to do a lot of reading then. And at that point, I had stopped, you know, writing for fun, and I was just more so reading. And so I remember at the end of one shift, I was documenting, and I was like, you know what, you're not going to be documenting a bookstore forever, but that's what I found myself doing. And I guess the synopsis for the book came to me just in that, you know, as I was cleaning up one evening, I started thinking about characters and ideas started running through my head, and I purchased a blank book from the bookstore. And started writing in it, and, you know, it just kept going and going. And then I found myself working on my master's and taking courses in English. And so one of them was creative writing. And so one of the things we had to write was, well, we had 3 assignments for that particular class. One had to be something that was true. One had to be write a lie. And then one had to be write something that was a tall tale. so my lie that I wrote was actually the beginning of contradictions, and my grad professor said, you got to keep going in and turn this into a novel. So that is how my first novel came about.
Okay, what your characters, what is, who's the main character in your book, and what is the storyline in your book, Contradictions?
In Contradictions, the main character is Eris Smith, and it's called Contradictions. You kind of don't realize it's called Contradictions until you get to the end when you see how her life begins to unfold. But she has this such great hatred for her mother. And one of her premises in life is she's never going to be like her mom. And as her life begins to unfold, the reader begins to look at it and see, oh, everything you said you would never do, everything you said your mom did, you're actually doing this. And so it's not even that she's doing it purposely. I don't even think that she as the character is cognizant of it. But as a reader, you know, you look at these contradictions. And so she's a well-educated woman, successful, but when it comes to love, she's just like, oh, my goodness, you just kind of want to shake her and shake some common sense into her head. And she does a lot of things to, you know, sabotage love when she finds it. And she'll go and do something that you just feel like it's just really ridiculous. And so she's the main character in Contradictions. And then I have Love Don't Live Here Anymore and Chaotic Bliss. And she's becomes a minor character in Love Don't Live Here Anymore. And then she becomes a pretty minor character in Chaotic Bliss, but she does some real shady things. So if you liked her in Contradictions, then when you see her again in my third novel, Chaotic Bliss, you kind of like, kill her off type of thing. But I like Eris.
Are they sort of like sequels to Contradiction, or you just put her in the Love Don't Live Here and the, what did you say the title of the other book was?
Chaotic Bliss.
Chaotic Bliss.
Yeah. No, Contradictions is a standalone book, but Love Don't Live Here Anymore and Chaotic Bliss, they kind of go hand in hand, and Eris kind of pops up in all of those. But if you haven't read Contradictions, you won't be lost reading about Eris. And she's kind of shocking in Chaotic Bliss, though, her character. She definitely has some character flaws.
Well, tell us a little bit about Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
Love Don't Live Here Anymore. Delicious. I guess I would say that is my baby when it comes to my novels. I guess that's my baby. And that book is Nyree and Malachi, Nyree Chandler and Malachi Chandler. And Nyree, she comes from a wealthy family, and Malachi is a bad boy. And pretty much, you know, the public has kind of said they don't think that those two should be together. Mm-hmm. And she wants to defy all odds and make things work in the relationship. But it's really, really hard because Malachi is so charming. And then it just gets to be a point in a relationship where she's kind of like, I can't take it anymore. And they go through a lot of drama in Love Don't Live Here Anymore. And they get divorced. And in Chaotic Bliss, Nyree has found someone else. Who she started seeing in Love Don't Live Here Anymore. And it doesn't work out between those two. And it gets really chaotic. She finds herself back in the arms of Malachi. And the new guy, he can't handle it. And her dad passes away. And at the funeral, at the burial, it's really chaotic because the new love interest tries to, you know, kill her at the burial. So that's all I'll say about Chaotic Bliss. But it's a lot of chaos, needless to say.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow. Well, what had inspired you to write this particular story the way that you wrote it?
well, Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
Don't Live Here Anymore, and then continue into Chaotic Bliss.
Okay. Well, for Love Don't Live Here Anymore, it is loosely based on a true story. So readers, when they read Love Don't Live Here Anymore, they're like, oh, that could not happen. That could not happen. So a lot of things that the readers say it's hard to believe happened and really did happen. So sometimes life is a little bit stranger than fiction. So it is interesting to hear the feedback from people when they read Love Don't Live Here Anymore. But really, that was a book that I kind of had to just, I used it as a cathartic experience to get past my real-life Malachi. And so that was something that I had to, just kind of had to get out of my system, and so that's how I did that. And then in Chaotic Bliss, it's pure fiction, but I just wanted to see, like, how over the top I could be, how much chaos I could create. And in the moment of chaos, what I found delicious is that people still do experience bliss, even when there's chaos going on.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So when you write your stories, do you get your visions and your emotions from maybe somebody that was in a situation or an event or something that you visioned? Or is it purely fiction?
Sometimes it's purely fiction. And I used to be a social worker. And even though I don't do social work anymore, people still bring me situations all the time. So sometimes people come to me and say, hey, I want to tell you such and such and such, and you should put this in a book. And sometimes, I may take a situation, the very basics of it, and expand on it. Sometimes I may hear a phrase or a sentence or, I'm very observant, and when I go places, I may see something, and I say, I bet I could work that into a scenario. So it just kind of depends on things, but a lot of times the basis is something that's actually happened in real life, and then I'll just expand on it and take it to another level. So even like when people bring me situations and things like that, if I choose to use it, by the time I get done with it, they won't recognize it as something
right.
that they've presented.
Wow. Okay, now this book that you're working on, I forgot the title of
His
book. His Wife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that from a real-life situation, or is this fictional that you're doing this one?
You know what, Delicious? It is going to be fictional, but there are going to be lots of sprinkles of real life situations.
Mm-hmm.
And over the 2 years, I've met some characters. And when I say characters, it's a real character. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to use some of those experiences and people and put that in His Wife and capitalize on it.
Wow. So can you give us a little bit about what the story is going to be about?
In His Wife, I'm going to bring back the characters Nyree and Malachi, and they're kind of at a state of reconciliation where it's looking like they're probably going to get back together, and just as it's looking good for Malachi, because this is a guy who came from nothing, and he's made his way in the world. He's made a substantial amount of money, and he can kind of match Nyree dollar for dollar now. And so he's feeling pretty good about himself. And just as things are looking up for him and he's thinking, okay, yeah, I'm about to get my family back together, boom, I'm introducing Ivan Merrick. And he has this strong hatred for Malachi, which will be revealed in the book. And so he's always wanted to get back at Malachi. But Malachi is so into himself, he doesn't even know that this guy has a problem with him. And so when Ivan, by chance, meets Nyree, and it's something that he hadn't planned, but just by chance he meets her, and he ends up fallen in love with her. But then there's this motive as well. I really want to destroy Malachi Chandler. And what way to do that better than take something that means something to him away from him, his family? And so that's kind of the basis of his life.
Okay. So it seems that your genre is fiction, a little bit of romance, a little bit of chaos, and a little bit of love. Are you going to be writing about anything else, you know, any type of other, maybe a mystery or children's book or anything like that?
No, you know what, I do have an anthology that I'm also getting ready to start working on, because I've done religious anthologies as well. One of them is Never Would Have Made It, A Testimony of What God Has Done in My Life. And this anthology that I'm getting ready to, and I'm so glad you asked me about it, because I'm getting ready to actually put out a call for it on the 22nd of this month. And it just came to me the other day that 2014 is the year of crazy faith. And so this anthology is going to be called Crazy Faith. And so I'm going to be looking for people to make submissions of testimonies that they have of crazy faith, where faith has just really changed their life, you know, in a really phenomenal, where they know that it's, you know, it was by faith that whatever their testimony is has occurred by, you know, some extreme amount of faith. And so, I do that as well. I don't do children's books, but Tranquil Moments, we do have a children's author, Celine, and she did a phenomenal book, The Fur Pug, a couple years ago. And then I've done something with relationships, the Girl Please book, and the Divas Dating Assessment Tool. And so one of the premises behind that was I didn't want anybody to marry my ex. I already did that. So let me help you screen out to when you're dating so you don't end up with that guy.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
All righty, we're right back here on Blog Talk Radio, Delicious Talk Radio, with your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. I see another one of my co-hosts has shown up. I'm going to bring him in as well. Good evening, Jadino. How are you, darling?
Hey, it's Wednesday, and it's one of them days, but I'm here.
I guess better late than never. Thank you for showing up.
Better late than never. Wednesday must be my hard day or something. Every week I tell you something always going down in the world of Jadino Blasco. That's
on
how you know you're doing something good. On Wednesday. We have Mother Day, too, but especially on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, we're here with our special guest, Jazara Bradley, and we've just been talking about her book. She's an author and an entrepreneur as well. So you want to say hello and good evening to Jazara?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm outstanding and terrific, even though it's Wednesday.
Even though it's Wednesday, Wednesday.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with being outstanding and terrific, I'm telling you, because
Yeah,
that's good. Well, we were talking about her book. She has four published books, and she's working on her fifth book, First Book, Contradiction, Love Don't Live Here Anymore, Chaotic Bliss, and, oh, she's four books, I'm sorry, and her fourth book she's working on is his wife, and she's going to be doing an anthology called Crazy Faith, so we're going to be on the lookout for that, maybe going to do a submission to get in that book, Crazy Faith. Yeah, so we're right back here again, and Jazara, you also have, you know, a few businesses going on. You want to tell us a little bit about them as well? Let's start off with your massage therapy business. How did you make the decision to be a masseuse?
Let me see. I think I was pregnant with my youngest daughter. And I don't know. It just you know, you're watching TV, and it just came to me. I thought, I want to do that. And so people were like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. And so I went to school for it, and I'm a licensed clinical massage therapist. And then I decided that I wanted to own a bed and breakfast, so I became a certified bed and breakfast certificate. So I don't have my bed and breakfast yet, but I know how to run it when I'm ready. And you know what? I just like helping people to take care of themselves, invest in themselves, feel better. And so a lot of times people look at massage as a luxury. But as you begin to get a little bit older and, you know, you realize you're not 18 or 19 anymore and you get up in the morning, you realize that it's not a luxury. It's a necessity, you know, when your bones and your body start speaking to you in that way. So I like helping people take care of themselves, doing pamper parties and girls' nights and things like that. So that's it.
Is it safe to assume that you will be doing massage? Okay, whatever that word is, it ain't coming out right. At your
massage
bed and breakfast.
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
I said, is it safe to assume that you will be giving massages, and I know I didn't say that right because it's not flowing, at the bed and breakfast, would that be one of the amenities?
Yes, yes, that would be one. I want to definitely have that spa feel there at the bed and breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds very interesting, you know, because they have, even though they have some amenities at bed and breakfast, as far as, like, you can get breakfast served at bed, you can, I think that's the first time I've heard of giving massages in a bed and breakfast.
And our other businesses fall right in line with that, too, because when you talk about the pampering part, the little samples that she put in the room, when people use them and like them, they can come out and purchase the bigger ones.
Absolutely. I like the way you think.
Were you going to say something, Jadeno?
Oh, no, I was saying that's interesting because when you go to those, you go to relax. So that would be something if you can go and get some pancakes and sausage and get your kinks worked out your back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I had a question, though. Go on.
Because I think I've been told I get pretty good massages. So you said one day you just woke up and said you want to do that. And I know I used to take martial arts. So I know a lot of pressure points on your body. I think that's my little cheat. They don't know about that. But that's what I'm saying. So they have somewhere you can go to school and get licensed for it, or do you just went to learn how to do it better?
No. I went to get, you know, certified for it. So we had to take anatomy, physiology, kinesiology.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of times people think, oh, it's just rubbing on people. But, yeah, it is. But you still need to know the science behind it. And, you know, there are some areas, which, you know, for martial arts, that you don't need nobody touching. It'll just straight knock your tail out.
Right. Yeah, I be cheating a little bit. I do a mean foot massage.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I take a Pepsi challenge on that one with anybody. I know where that liver at. I know it. See, that's what, they don't even know what you're hitting. They're like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, yeah, because it's part of the body. It ain't got nothing to do with no orgasm. It's getting released.
Right.
So I don't tell them. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, you right there? So, yeah. I think I'm going to investigate that. That's going to be something down there on one of my lists.
Something on your bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then you went on to Tranquil Moments.
Mm-hmm.
What is Tranquil Moments about, and how did you come up with the idea to start that?
Okay. Actually, when I was in the last stages of taking my classes in massage therapy, you know, everybody was thinking about what spa do I want to work at? And I was thinking about what spa do I want to work at? I guess I was just kind of the one that was out the box. I'm like, I don't want to go work for somebody. I want to have my own thing. So that's where Tranquil Moments came from. Initially, when I created it, it was going to be just for the massage, but also, as you know, like to write. So I created this company, which is home to the massage therapy, as well as the publishing company. And so Tranquil Moments is where that came from.
Okay. So then the publisher company also specializes in health and wellness. So how did you combine a publishing company with health and wellness?
You know what? It's, when you really think about it, it goes under the same umbrella. It may be a connection that people have to make, but, you know, when you're reading, that is something where you're expanding the mind, growth, knowledge, and things like that. And I also find it to be relaxing as well. So, you know, one of the things when I do events or spa parties and things like that, sometimes people come and they just want a chair massage, or sometimes people want something to be able to take home. So, you know, they can relax and escape with a good book, you know. So it's kind of, you know, all in the same vein. It's different ways to relax, but it's part of that, taking care of yourself, taking time out for yourself, whether it's, you know, just reading something for 10, 15 minutes a day, just reducing your stress and all of that kind of thing. So it's about managing your stress and being healthy and taking care of self.
Wow, well, that's very unique, you know, to add that in there like that, because, you know, when you had mentioned reading, you know, expanding the mind, exercising the mind, and, you know, different things like that, that's very unique, very unique. So you listeners out there, I hope you're taking notes, because, you know, you're going to learn something tonight. Like Kevin Hart said, you're going to learn tonight.
Absolutely.
Okay, now let's
Absolutely.
Move on to the your walking billboard. Tell us
okay.
a little bit about that.
You know what, Delicious? I've always really liked Nike. And so when I had my real life Malachi, he wore nothing but Nike. You know, that's all he did was Nike, nothing else, as far as, you know, gym shoes or sneakers. And so one of the things that I thought about, because, you know, I know we all have our favorite brand that we like. And so what I thought about was, here you are, you know, a person might just be, you know, wearing Nike sweatsuits, gym shoes, socks, whatever. But here you are, literally, you paid maybe, I don't know, $50, $60 for the walking suit, another $100 for the gym shoe, and you're really Nike's walking billboard, and you're paying Nike to be their walking billboard. So I thought, you know what? Why don't you be your own walking billboard? And so when I do events, I'll wear my Girl Please Mr. Gara shirt. So I'm advertising me. And so immediately the first thing people say is Mr. Gara, you know, and they stumble over the name, which is fine. What is that? Who is that? And then that's a way for me to open up and be able to introduce people to Jazara, what I do, my company, my products. And so I thought it's also a good way, your walking billboard company, to be able to expose other people, businesses. And so when I came up with the idea, I worked in a high school, and so we had a population of about 1,000 teenagers, and if anybody knows anything about the economy, even though those are young people, they drive the economy. So if you put your business or your product in front of them, they're the ones that are buying, whether they purchase it themselves or they go home and they mom, dad, auntie, TT, grandma, whatever, I need the latest such and such and such. So when they say your product is hot and they got to have it, then that is really good for your business. So that is another thing that made me come up with your walking billboard, getting it in front of people that's going to talk about it and get it to the people who make the purchasing decisions or who hold the purse strap.
Wow, that sounds interesting as well. You know, so in other words, well, where do you actually, you just do these on T-shirts or jackets or, you know, how do you put it out there?
Okay, so then let's say you had a business or something, and so
mm-hmm.
we would sit down and we would talk about what is it that you want me to do. Do you want me to wear your T-shirt? Do you want me to wear your hat? Do you want me to talk about your book? If you had a book or a product, what is it you want me to do? Do you want me to take pictures with your product? Do you want me to make a video with your product? And so one of the things that I did for a young lady from my city was we did product placement. So I was doing a video on my product, but what I did was with her product placement, I had her book, and so I'm reading her book, so the camera's kind of focusing on her book while
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about my product, you know, what it is, the service that I'm offering. So the whole thing was, okay, you're listening to me talking about my service. At the same time, you're looking at this title and you're thinking, what is that about? Because the camera can zero in on it. So even though I never say anything about her book, subconsciously now you want to know about her book because you keep seeing the camera flash on it. So that's another way that we do your walking billboard. It just depends on the client and, you know, what their needs are and what they will want.
So let me ask you this. When you're speaking of your products, but you're reading her book, do you ever say anything about her book, or is it just left up to the consumer to, you know, notice the book?
In that particular one, it was just kind of for the consumer because it was just that in that particular video, it was just kind of a test video. It wasn't a service that she had purchased. It was really just doing a favor for a friend. Without her asking. But, yeah, you know, if I was doing that one specifically for her book, I might have said something, you know, mentioned her book some kind of way, maybe said how to get in contact with her. But we, you know, go over that with the client. What is it that you want to say? And a lot of times they'll say, well, whatever you come up with, that's fine, you know.
Oh,
and
okay.
So when they give me free rein, then I just do my thing.
So what it is that you, someone gives you the information, and then you make a video of it or a T-shirt or whatever, and then you're walking around or whatever, and people see this, and they'll come up to you and say, well, who, you know, how can I get that book, or, you know, how can I get
mm-hmm.
these products? Is that how it works? Because I didn't hear you mention that, say, like, for instance, if I wanted to advertise with you as far as, like, putting my perfume line out there, and I gave you all the information, whatever, whatever, you would actually do the promoting of it and the advertisement of it, and I just, you know, wait for the sales to come in. Is that how I work? Or, you know, would I be wearing a shirt?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, how does that
okay,
work?
So
you just basically do everything.
It depends. We have a menu of services. So, like, and usually it's a day that people may want it done, or you might want to do it for the weekend. You might want a video. You might just want pictures. It depends on what you order off the menu. And so if it's pictures, then I might take lots of different pictures, post it on social media, that kind of thing. If you want a video, then I might do a video talking about your fragrance line. And, of course, you would have told me talking points about your fragrance line. And then in the video, you know, I may be spraying it, you know, I may be spraying it on. I may have a guy come out and say, oh, my gosh, what is that you're wearing? Oh, this is delicious fragrance, you know. So it just kind of depends on what we've discussed. But whatever the product is, if you want me to promote it, then we – prior to the service, I would have had the product so that I could do pictures with it or have it in a video or something like that. If you had a shirt or something that you wanted me to wear, then I would wear your shirt, you know, and take pictures, maybe make a video in it. If I have an event coming up, you know, wear it at the event, that kind of thing.
Okay, how long do you do the promoting?
So the most, the limit is a day. So if you wanted it done on a day, let's say you wanted it done next Monday, then we would, you know, do next Monday. So the video would be ready prior to next Monday and would float out and go to social media and things like that. If it's pictures, then we would constantly be posting those pictures on social media for that particular day. So it depends on the day that you want it done. If you say, you know, I want it done on a Monday or a Wednesday or whatever, so that day would be yours.
Okay, so it's just a day thing.
Yeah, right. If you wanted a day, now you can do more than one day, but it just depends on what you would want.
Okay. So is this, so say like if you did a video, you put it on social media and it would be up to the people to check it out, or how would that go? Would you send them to a site where they can look at it, or, you know, what's that all about?
So I would upload it to social media, definitely. You know, I have my pages on Facebook and Twitter and so on, and we'll put it on those, you know, talk to friends about it. Definitely, if it was for you, have it on your page and that kind of thing. And then, you know, if you, if there was something in there, a site that you want them to go to, then definitely we would say, now, you know, make sure you go to such and such.com and order or whatever, so that people have that information where they know where they can go order or purchase or contact you for more information.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to tell me the exact price, but is it expensive or is it, you know, is it affordable?
It's affordable. Like I said, you know, if you could afford a latte and a muffin, we got something on the menu.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. How much a latte is a day?
And where you go?
Oh, the one. I'm saying, you know,
know
the latte,
some of my...
you know. you could do about $7. It's something on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Wow. Okay, now let's get to Spill the Beans. What is that all about?
Spill the Beans is basically the Your Walking Billboard in that same vein. So as I was thinking about Your Walking Billboard, we just kind of connected it with Spill the Beans. So that's basically the same thing. A lot of times, you know, as an author or a business person, I'm going to tell you, Delicious, my candles are the best candles, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, you expect me to say that because it's my product. But with the whole Your Walking Billboard and Spill the Beans thing is, let somebody else toot your horn. And so that's what we like to do. We like to do all the bragging and that kind of thing. Because, of course, who's going to, you know, bake a cake and say, oh, this was the worst craft ever?
Mm-hmm.
You, I mean, you have some people that are that honest, but really, everybody thinks their product is good. But, you know, Your Walking Billboard and Spill the Beans, we do the bragging for you.
Oh, okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. There definitely isn't anything wrong with that. Okay, and it your Tranquil Moments.
Mm-hmm.
You have all-natural body scrubs, shower gels, and soy candles, and I assume that you make these products yourself, right?
Yes, I do, and we have a product that is so fabulous right now. One of the body scrubs is called the Fat Off Body Scrub. And
called the what?
Fat Off.
Fat Off?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me about that, darling. Fat Off. All
right. Right. So you know, that's one of the products that has really taken off this year. And it helps reduce cellulite. And so I just thought, you know, it's probably the scientist in my mind and the massage therapist. A lot of times we talk about putting things in our body to make us lose weight. So I wondered, the premise was, could you put it on your skin, directly on your skin, and get those results? And so with the fat off, the body scrub, firming up, reducing cellulite, is easy as taking your next shower.
Wow. And that's fat off.
Mm-hmm. I didn't come up with any fancy name or nothing like that, just fat off, because a lot of times that's what people want to do. They want to take the fat off. They want to get rid of the cellulite. So.
Okay, now I'm assuming that you tried this first and saw, well, when did you know that it could remove cellulite, or did you go directly to make this product to remove cellulite?
Yeah, so that was my premise. I wanted to see, could it help you, you know, I came up with an ingredient, and I wanted to know, if I put it, you know, directly on my body, can I see results? And I'll tell you when I noticed in December, because usually when it's cycle time, I bloat. And so I was using on my stomach, and I was like, okay, I didn't bloat. So the next month, I tried it, and I told a friend about it. She's been using it, and she said she lost 3 inches off her weight. So when I started hearing results and people started, you know, doing the repeat orders, I was like, okay. And for me, one of the most difficult places to lose is my glutes. And so when I saw my let me just say this. I didn't lose the glutes, but they firmed up. So I'm like, okay,
I'll take firm.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll take firm until I can get rid of some of that extra junk in the trunk. So when I saw it firming up, I was like, okay. And so then the thighs began to firm up as well. So part of it is reducing cellulite and firming. So we always like firming until we can get rid of all of it. We like for it to be gone first, but sometimes the firming is not a bad thing. So some of the oils in the body scrub, and I do a body glaze as well, help firm. Mm-hmm. So some of that skin firms up before you lose it.
Wow. That sounds very interesting, you know. To have a product like that gets rid of cellulite, because so many women suffer from that. And, you know, it even looks, you know, especially places where it shows up where you really don't want it to show up. You know, when you're wearing your little shorts, you know, you have cellulite on your legs or, you know, wherever, and you really want to get rid of it, because it has so many products out there that claim to get rid of it. Then they want you to go and lay and have these machines all over your body. But, you know, that sounds very interesting for you to have that product like that. And you know, it's been tested and I guess proven, because, you know, like you said, a friend had used it, and then the fact of the matter, you lost, how much did you say you lost?
Now, she lost 3 inches on her weight.
Oh, she lost her weight.
Right, I kept the float down, and the glutes have firmed up, and also I have, in that whole vein of talking about the fat off, I have the Keeping It Right, Keeping It Tight body product. So I also do the B3 diet pills as well, and I do Organogold coffee, which helps you feel better. Helps reduce blood pressure and diabetes and things like that, and gives you energy. So I use a combination of things. And then the other thing that I've had to do, Delicious, and a lot of people, you know what, let me say this, because the fat off, it does work, but I found ways to make it work even harder. So sometimes we just want a one-fix thing. And there's no one-fix thing. So let me just say that. There's no just one magic thing. So, some of the things that I found out, you know, and I didn't want to do it, but you do have to. Some of the things I found out that you have to do, even with the Keeping It Right and Keeping It Tight tactics, is sometimes you got to push the plate off.
Right,
you're
gonna
have
that
to chug some water. You're going to have to drink some water. And so I didn't used to be a fan of water, but now, you know what, I said, this is, you know, my pretty face water. So I could call it drinking myself pretty. And so, you
right.
know, just making some better food choices. And then I'll tell you the other thing, Delicious, I found out that when I get on my bike, oh, my goodness, I make that fat off really work.
Wow.
And I don't have to, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, my gosh. No. Do 5 minutes. Do 10 minutes. I'm not asking anybody to get out there and do 30, 40 minutes. You'll work your way up to it after a while. But if you just do
right.
5 minutes, you start off with 5 minutes. You know, if you can do a third of a mile, that is something that is going to cause all of those products to work even harder for you. Just a little something, but start somewhere. So, it's, you know, it, all of those things work great. You know, even if you don't do anything, but when you start moving and making better food choices, you cause it to work harder for you.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, this is Josiah Bradley, CEO of Tranquil Bliss, and you're listening to Delicious Talk Radio, the segment Bringing Sexy Back, with your host, Gail Delicious Johnson.
Love affair is bigger than we two. Lose our faith, and it was one. Listen up. I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com.
Well, all right, we're right back here at Delicious Talk Radio, the segment Bringing Sexy Back. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and we've been chatting along with my good friend, Zahra Bradley. Okay, we learned about her author, her books, three books, and she's working on her fourth book, plus an anthology, Crazy Faith, so she'll be posting when she's looking for submissions for that. So be on the lookout for that, and we also talk about her businesses, Walking Billboards, Spill the Beans, Tranquil Moments, and she's also a masseuse therapist. She's really doing things, you know, and that's a good thing because, you know, it keeps you busy, and, you know, to help other people out, that's also good. You're passing those blessings on, and that's a wonderful thing. So, Rhea, do you have any closing remarks for our guest this evening?
No, it is good to hear from you, and I miss this
conversation. I'm sorry, I think my phone went out, but I am so glad to have been on here with you all this evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we're glad to have you. Jadino, do you have any closing remarks for Zahra?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of ideas. I'm probably going to inbox her because I'm an artist.
Absolutely.
I need to get some stuff on her back real quick.
Okay. And Delicious, can I just say one more thing?
You most definitely can, darling, and give out your information how people can get in touch with you as well. Go on, dear.
Absolutely. Okay, so what I want to talk about, the last thing, are the soy candles that we do. They're absolutely 100% soy, so it burns down not into a wax, but into soy, a liquid, and you can take it and massage it into your skin. Now, what we say here at Tranquil Moments is, we're not responsible for what happens 9 months later. So enjoy them responsibly.
I know that's right. Those soy candles are just so perfect for a massage because they're nice and warm. It doesn't get really fiery hot as a regular candle. You know, and then like you said, you can massage it, you know, all over the body. And, you know, I do love those because I've had the soy soy candles before, and they are just so sensual, you know. So you guys, if you're out there listening, pick up some soy candles from Zahra. I'm quite sure she's going to give us her website and the information how you can get hold of her products and her books. Okay, you want to do that, hon?
Yes. So what they can do is contact me on Facebook, Zahra Bradley on Facebook, Jahzara, or email me. And it's real simple at Nikki, Nikki, Bradley, Bradley, 124 at gmail.com.
Okay. So did everybody get that? You can go to her website. She's on Facebook at facebook.com/J. I can't even read my own writing.
J-A-H-Z-A-R-A-B,
right?
Yes.
That's for Facebook. Okay, and also you're at www.NicoleBradley.com as well, right?
My phone kind of bleeped out, but I'm on the website www.Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Bradley, E-R-A-D-L-E-Y.com.
Right, okay, that's in the chat room. Okay, so it was just such a joy having you on here. And for that, we're going to give you a great big round of applause.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give a little shout-out to the chat room as well. I see Creations by Donna is in the chat room, I guess. And whoever else has stopped by and, you know, may have just stayed a few minutes, we do appreciate that, you know, because it just, you know, lets me know that you do listen from time to time. But thank you for stopping by. And I just want everybody to know that Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience, and our subject matter is sexual but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, our listener audience, for your questions and comments. And if you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Or to either of my co-hosts, that's Rhea at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com, RheaAlexis@yahoo.com, or to JDinoBlasco@gmail.com. That's J.DinoBlasco, BLASCKO, at gmail.com. And in the subject line, type topic or guest. We have every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for an hour to an hour and a half of topics, you know, talking about this and talking about that for anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on how juicy the conversation gets. So, you know, come back next Wednesday. And, you know, also remember, bringing sexy back does not mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. Thank you, Rhea, Jadino, Shazara, and everybody who came by tonight. I do appreciate you guys for that, because you could have been anywhere doing anything, but you stopped by to listen to my show. I love you guys for that. With that being said, if you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. I love talking to you guys, not about you. With that being said, everybody have a blessed, wonderful weekend. See you guys next week. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
My Nana got the best radio show on the internet.